Welcome to Deborah Byrne Psychology Services Podcast. I am Deborah Byrne, a psychologist, and your host for today. In my podcasts, I talk about a wide range of topics, including relationships, parenting, education, disability, mental health, and the most important topic I consider of all, self-care. I like to keep it informative and practical so that you can become empowered. This podcast is for adults and is for informational purposes only and should never replace your regular therapy sessions. Episode 110, Stress in Women. Studies show that women are more likely than men to experience symptoms of stress. This stress is also more likely to lead women to experience depression and anxiety disorders. This may be because of how we as women process stress hormones. Understanding how and what stress is can go a long way in helping you to reduce your stress levels. Looking at how it affects your body will, I'm sure, get most of you stirred into action to reduce your stress. What is stress? Stress is your body's way of responding to any kind of demand or threat. It's the body's defense mechanism kicking in. When it works properly, it can help us stay focused, alert and energetic, and cope with emergencies. So it will help you stay on your toes during a presentation or slam on the brakes if needed. Stress is neither good or bad. One person's level of stress may be okay for them, but the same level in someone else can be too much. So if our stress levels have become too much for us, we need to look at our overall ability or coping mechanisms to judge what we need to do to reduce our stress levels back to a normal one. In order to do that, we need to understand a few things. We need to understand how stress works in our bodies, what's causing our stress levels to rise, and how we can reduce them effectively. Understanding the freeze, flight, fight response. The body can react to a stressful situation in one of three ways. We can fight, get angry and lash out physically or verbally, or we can take flight, run away, or we can freeze, play dead. It's useful to know what that means for your body, but if you can also identify your typical response, then you can change it for the better. When we feel threatened, our nervous system responds by releasing a flood of stress hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol. These rouse the body for emergency action. Our heart pounds faster, our muscles tighten, our blood pressure rises, our breath quickens, and our senses become sharper. These physical changes increase our strength, stamina, speed, our reaction time, and enhances our focus. All of these preparing us to either fight, freeze, or flee from the danger at hand. For today, just ask yourself, which way do I normally react to stressful situations? Make a note in a journal of a few examples, particularly ones that occur regularly for you. Top 10 stressors women can face in life. 1. The death of a spouse or child. 2. Divorce. 3. Marital separation. 4. Imprisonment. 5. Death of a close family member. 6. Personal injury or illness. 7. Marriage problems in general. 8. Loss of work. 9. Marital reconciliation. 10. Retirement. Although it is not on this list, I'd add pandemic at the top. Other stresses as we as women can face. These stresses are more likely to cause long-term damage as we put up with the symptoms for longer before seeking help. 1. Getting the work-life balance right. 2. Being a carer. 3. Change in health of family member. 4. Pregnancy. 5. Stress difficulties. 6. Business readjustment, yours or your workplace. 7. Change in financial state. 8. The death of a close friend. 9. Change to a different line of work. 10. Mortgage over €150,000 or relevant to where you are. 11. Foreclosure of a mortgage or loan. 12. Child leaving home. 13. Trouble with in-laws. 14. Spouse begins or stops work. 15. Beginning or end of the school year, if you have children. 16. Change in living conditions. 17. Trouble with boss, change in work hours or conditions. 18. Changes in sleep habits. 19. Going on holidays. 20. Christmas approaching. 21. Social pressures, particularly from social media. Internal stressors. Not all stress factors are caused by external events. Some are based on our own internal thoughts, perceptions, and emotions. Excessive worry, pessimism, or irrational fears will also give rise to an increase in stress levels. Our own perception of events may, in fact, contribute to our stress levels. For one person, the same event may not faze them, but for another, it may become intolerable. Even that morning commute to work may leave you feeling hassled, uneasy, anxious, and tense. But for others, that same commute can be seen as an opportunity to relax, enjoy some music, or read a book if not driving. The effects of ongoing stress on your body, if not dealt with it. Skin. Less blood supply can lead to diseases developing, premature aging. Skin. Heart. Racing heartbeat and high blood pressure can lead to strokes or heart attacks. Muscles. Ongoing tension leads to aches and pains, even muscle strain. This can lead to reoccurring headaches and migraines. Lungs. Superoxygenated blood can lead to blackouts and upset heart rhythms. Liver. Body's own fats and proteins broken down and released to provide further energy. Digestion. Shutdown can lead to stomach problems, particularly if you eat on the run. Increase in acidity can contribute to stomach ulcers, plus raise risk of IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. Cortisol. High cortisol in blood can cause hardening of the arteries. A raised risk of depression and anxiety is almost twice as likely in women, with an increased likelihood of them suffering more anxiety disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder, or obsessive-compulsive disorder. Obesity. Stress increases the amount of hormone in your body called cortisol, which can lead to overeating and cause your body to store fat. Eating disorders will not be helped by stress. You may, in fact, develop one. Problems getting pregnant. Women with higher levels of stress are more likely to have problems getting pregnant. Plus, not being able to get pregnant when you want to can be a source of stress, creating a cycle. Menstrual cycle problems. Women who experience chronic or long-term stress may have more severe premenstrual syndrome, PMS, symptoms, or irregular periods. Decreased sex drive. Women with long-term stress may take longer to get aroused and may have less sex drive. Other symptoms to be aware of. 1. Impatience, carelessness, hyperactivity, increased irritability, aggression, or angry outbursts. 2. Poor productivity, increased absenteeism. 3. Low energy. 4. Avoidance, places, situations, or people. 5. Change in sleep patterns. 6. Increase in alcohol consumption, drug misuse, including prescription drugs. 7. Sudden tears. 8. Withdrawal, feeling isolated. 9. Feeling guilty and shame. 10. Low self-esteem. 11. Inability to make decisions or rush decision-making. 12. Muddled thinking, forgetful. 13. Reduced coordination. 14. Reduced creativity. 15. Negative thinking increased. Globalized thinking, everything is bad or wrong. 16, fear of rejection or failure. 17, defensive and oversensitivity. 18, can't switch off. Sometimes as women, we can think these symptoms can be put down to normal changes, especially if they creep up over time, when in fact we are failing to recognize we are stressed. Stress can creep up on us as we try to balance our life, thus making it easier to miss. Good stress reduction techniques. A number of areas in our lives connect to enable us to handle better stress. These include exercise, connection to family and friends, rest, relaxation, diet, and using our senses. Try to look at including some of these, if not all, in your daily life. Use a stress journal to find your stressor points. As I discussed above, you need to identify your stressor. Can you eliminate these from your life? Is this to do with your job? Can you change jobs to reduce the stress? Have you taken on someone else's to-do list or problems? Hand them back straight away. You are not doing them any favours by helping them in this way. It's no harm to keep this journal afterwards, to keep a daily or weekly check on your habits, lifestyle changes, or if stress is starting to build again. Learn some form of meditation, like mindfulness. Relaxation is a vital step in reducing stress levels and helping to maintain good stress relief. Techniques such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing can help greatly. These can help you maintain a level of restfulness that is opposite to the fight, flight, or fright response levels. When we practice these techniques daily, we greatly reduce our stress levels and boost our feelings of joy, serenity, and help us remain calm and controlled under pressure. The 7-11 breathing technique or mindfulness videos are linked in this blog. The 7-11 technique, and you can use a 4-6 technique either to start with, is a great technique to use as a 3-minute breather as a quick stress relief technique. It can be used in any situation when you feel your anxiety, anger, or other emotions rise that you need to calm down quickly. Tip: take yourself off to the loo and work and use this technique to calm down before a presentation or meeting. You'll also find links to many meditation podcasts at the beginning of my podcast series. Exercise and getting ourselves moving. Take up even something as simple as walking at lunchtime can help. Better yet, make it into a hobby or new interest. Getting moving helps eliminate or use up the stress hormones from our body. Making contact with others, including family and friends. Again, making contact with family and friends can release hormones that relieve stress, but you must feel comfortable and safe when doing this. Negative vampires, people who bring you down and suck the life out of you, will never do that. Even just a quick chat and a kind word can help. So spend time with people who make you feel good. Don't allow your responsibilities to hold you back from making time for these kinds of relationships. They are too important. Make it a priority to review your friendship list today. What kind of people do you spend the most time with? Can you eliminate negative vampires from your life? If not, can you at least minimize contact with them? Don't you owe it to yourself to build good relationships with family and friends? Use your stress journal to check in on yourself about these questions and review all your relationships. Also, make sure you are setting and building healthy boundaries with yourself and in your relationships. Most of the time, when we are stressed, we find that our boundaries are not as healthy as we thought. They may need to be adjusted or completely overhauled. If the latter is the case, then please reach out for support from a local counsellor. Using your senses as a means of stress relief and grounding yourself in reality. Engaging your senses, sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell, is a fast way to relieve stress. The key is to find what works for you in a stressful situation. This may take time and practice to figure out, but it is well worth it in the end. So what might work for you? Some people find lighting a nice scented candle works, walking along the seashore or pier, listening to calming or uplifting music. Whatever it is worth looking into. For more details, you can click the link in the original blog to help you engage your senses more. Eating a healthy diet, cutting down on alcohol and drugs. When we eat a diet full of processed and convenience foods, refined carbohydrates, sugary snacks, lots of caffeine, we can worsen symptoms of stress. Eating a diet rich in fresh fruit and vegetables, high quality protein and healthy fats, especially omega-3 fatty acids, is better for stress reduction. When we eat more healthily, we start to help ourselves cope better with life's ups and downs and daily pressures. What does your diet look like? Are you resorting to sugary snacks to get you through the day? Do you need to check with your doctor about your diet? It can be hard to change so much at once, so why not just start small, an apple or a banana instead of a chocolate bar? Have breakfast in the morning. We often skip this first important meal of the day when we are stressed. We also tend to skip lunch too. You may be busy, but you need to eat food and take a break to relax and talk to friends. This will help with your productivity levels and in the long run and reduce your stress levels. Rest and sleep are equally important. Feeling tired can increase stress, and increased stress can lead to disrupted sleep patterns. In my book, The Building Blocks of Self-Care, sleep is the second chapter. I feel it is the most important factor after meditation in improving stress levels, helping us to see our irrational thinking and improve our mental health issues. A simple thing to do is to remove all TVs and devices from your bedroom. Make sure your bedroom is a no-go zone for any form of social media access also. Your bedroom should be a warm and inviting place where sleep is the main focus. For more helpful tips on sleep improvement, check out my blog, 11 Tips to Help You Get a Better Night's Sleep. You'll find a link to it through the original blog, which is linked in the description below. Good time management is crucial. Poor time management can lead and cause a lot of stress. It is hard to remain calm and focused when we are stressed, but we also tend to push all the healthy boundaries from our lives as well. But there are ways we can reduce stress by using good time management. This should include 1, not overcommitting ourselves, 2, prioritizing our tasks, 3, breaking projects into smaller pieces or steps, and 4, delegating or asking for help. If you'd like a business and personal diary to help you with time management and a free course, then you can join my free group over on Facebook. Again, this is linked through the original blog in the description below. Overcommitting yourselves. Always schedule time off first thing in your planner each week. Do not overschedule yourself or things back to back. Leave yourself time for lunch, other breaks, and time to switch between tasks. Overestimate how long something will take rather than underestimate it. Prioritize your top 3 tasks daily, no more. Making a to-do list of tasks is great, but if the list is endless, you'll start to feel pressurized and it's unrealistic. You need to decide what and where your priorities lie each day. Tackle these first and then move on to the next 3 items on your to-do list. Please make sure you are not doing something for someone else who is quite capable of doing it for themselves or whose job it is in the first place. Make a not-to-do list is just as important. If you'd like to learn more about this, please pick up a copy of my Building Blocks of Self-Care book. Break your projects into small steps. A large project can seem overwhelming, but making a step-by-step plan will help you succeed. This goes back to the top 3 tasks for the day above. Focus on 1 manageable step at a time rather than taking on everything at once. Plus, don't be afraid to ask for help. Delegating responsibilities, or are they others' responsibilities? Review your priorities will help you achieve this. You should also ask yourself this question before you begin. You don't have to do it all yourself at home, school, or work. If you need to hire somebody for a job, then do it. Ask for help from colleagues is not a sign of weakness, nor is it a sin. Nor is it a sin to not control every aspect of your life or work. If other people can take care of the tasks, why not let them? Let go of the desire to control everything in your life. You'll find better serenity that way and much less stress. Work with me. Remember, you are allowed to ask for support. No one is an island. If you need extra support, then you can also work with me. We all struggle with stress and overwhelm from time to time. If you find that this has become a problem for you and you'd like support, then schedule an appointment with me. There are links to many helpful blogs, podcasts and videos in the original post, and I'll leave a link to it in the description below. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. This podcast is also available in a blog format, which you can access at www.deborahburnpsychologyservices.com. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this podcast, follow me on social media at DB Psychology, or subscribe to our mailing list, which is full of freebies and keeps you up to date on the latest blogs and podcasts. Be sure to tune in next week.